by Lara on the line, aged 10, who's written a poem. Lara, just could you repeat again the inspiration behind your poem? Because the line wasn't very good before.
The inspiration behind my poem is when I talked to my parents about Liberation Day and how the church bells had never been rung for 5 years. So I decided that I could write my poem about the church bells and about them not being rung and about the joy that it gave all the people.
And do you go to church yourself?
Occasionally I do.
Occasionally, because I felt it on Sunday, I don't know about you, and we were all asked to ring our bells outside at 10 o'clock on Easter Sunday morning, and it was a really weird thought that the church bells weren't ringing. Did you think so?
Yes, it felt very weird.
It did, didn't it? What's your poem called, Lara?
So my poem is called Ringing Freedom.
Ringing Freedom. And how easy is it to write poetry?
Well, it's not the easiest thing I could do. But I find it slightly easier because I find that I can put empathy into my poems. It's a way to express my feelings about certain matters.
Thank you. OK, Lara, take it away. She's aged 10.
Ringing Freedom by Lara Vaird. Silent haunts streets, no hourly chimes. Not a word was spoken after those fateful times. No Sunday meetings or candles being lit. Only brown doors to look at and empty pews. I rust away like the Titanic. Joints of bronze stiffen. Quiet and lonely, I stay tranquil for years. May the 8th, people scream and shout. Not from dread, but from joy. The door creaks open. I watch the hinges slowly move. And suddenly, I chime with pride, with no rules to abide. The air smelt of freedom, tasted of a new beginning, as our dear Channel Islands were free.